This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The housing market is starting to come back, and home builders are beginning to build again. Trouble is, during the Great Recession, the country lost more than a million construction jobs, and many of those workers have moved on. Wages will have to go up to attract those construction workers back. But it may not be that easy. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Jude Joffe Block explains.
Residential construction in the Phoenix area is projected to grow 25 to 50% this year over last year, and the sound of new homes going up is in the air. Home builders here have been waiting for a recovery for years, but these days, relief isn't the only emotion they feel.
It makes me very nervous.
Buddy Satterfield is the division president for Shea Homes in Arizona.
Well, we're very challenged from a labor perspective.
The construction workforce slashed in half in Arizona during the housing bust. Workers headed off to different industries and other states. And the state's tough immigration laws prompted many Latinos to leave. All that makes it tough for subcontractors like Sissy Robert Shank to fill their crews.
The workers that we had back in the housing boom aren't here anymore.
Robert Shank's company installs air conditioners in new homes. She currently employs about 450 workers.
And I would say we have a demand for 100 more.
Hourly construction wages in Phoenix rose by more than 4% last year. But is that enough to lure workers back into the home construction business? It may not be. And yet builders might not be able to afford to pay more.
The builders are squeezed, essentially, between not only rising wages, but also rising material prices.
David Crow is the chief economist for the National Association of Home Builders. He says lumber, plywood, and drywall are all going up in price. And even as construction gets more expensive, Crow says builders can't add all those costs into the final sale price.
Buyers are still expecting to see bargains. They've seen house prices falling in the last couple of years and aren't quite psychologically ready to see house prices increasing.
And if Phoenix builders were hoping to keep costs low by drawing cheap labor from nearby states, they have a lot of competition. States like California and Texas are desperately looking for construction workers, too. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Joffe Block for Marketplace.